Good morning, everybody. Who knew?
Ever wish that you could take the mystery out of search engine results? Well, now you can. Discover how you can dominate the first three pages of Google with Key Difference Media. Go to keydifferencemedia.com/dominate. Content marketing unlocked.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is James, the Oz of 4D. Welcome to the 4D Leverage Blog Talk Radio program, where 4D leverage is amplified leverage through content marketing, and we are here to amplify and interview some of the hottest movers and shakers of the emerging economy and of the 4D age, people who are contributing in the holistic environment, people who are contributing in the sustainable matrix of changing the way we effectively do business, and those who are disrupting with technology and fresh ideas. And I'm here joined with my co-host, Mr. Key. Good morning, Mr. Key. How are you? And welcome us from India.
Good morning. I am fantastic today.
That is awesome. I wanted to be all witty and say something wonderful about India as I said hello to you this morning. So I hit Google up with a quick India, comma, the land of, and thought I would go and search for something witty. And I came up, and Google, as it pops up and gives its four or five suggestions, here's what came up. I'm curious as to how accurate this might be. India, the land of diversity. India, the land of heritage. The land of public holidays. And India, the land of monsoon climate.
Okay, except the last one, everything else is fine.
Okay, that's how Google sees you. And Samantha,
so we just have.
What's up?
I just said we just have summer, more summer, and more summer. Nothing else.
Oh well, rub it in. Samantha Sweetwater, you're in the land of summer right now. You're somewhere along the coast of California. Check in and tell us how you're doing.
Hi, so good to be here. Yes, I'm in Northern California in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area, and it is cool and clear. And it's funny, Karnika, I was in Mysore in India for a season of monsoons in 2000, and I'm very familiar with the wonderful rains of India. They're so beautiful. The skies and the rainbows and the birds flying is just incredible. So good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be here from San Francisco, the land of high tech.
Awesome. And we have with us our guest, Mr. Joseph Jacks of Harmonic Humanity, music with a social mission, and that mission is to provide transitional employment, free counseling on the streets, and transformational education for anyone navigating homelessness. And I will tell you, Joseph has written the Hero's Game book, that is this transformational guidebook that helps anyone feeling scared, stuck, or victimized to transform disempowering themes into courage, confidence, and freedom. And it's not just strictly for the mission that he has for the homeless, but anyone can benefit from his program. And that's because I'm about to introduce to you Joseph Jacks, the genius, the neo-mythologist, the social architect, the executive producer of the universe. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, that's quite a thing to stand up in. Wow. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'll take that acknowledgement and do what I can to bring relevance to it. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. I am here in Marin County. Just a hop, skip, and a stone throw away from San Francisco across the Golden Gate. So good morning, Samantha Sweetwater. And, it's exciting to be here. These are really exciting times. We are in a transition story, and we're all here playing a wonderful role in that transformation and defining our role for the betterment of our species and the human race. So it's very exciting time to be alive. It's very exciting time to create with conscious brothers and sisters who are bringing their own mythic story to this hero's journey And it's exciting. Here we are all together, making it happen and coming up with our best and playing our role. And it's a wonderful thing. So thank you so much for hosting.
Sure thing. Thanks for being here. I love your constant reference to the hero's journey and, of course, being story inundated in my own way of thinking. It's relevant, and everybody has a different perspective on the hero's journey, and I think that's because that's kind of at the core of who we are, that hero's journey. We all create our own perspective. Your hero's game book, I mean, right out of the chute, I want you to throw something out there about the essence. Give me a three-minute spiel on the essence of the hero's game book, because from what I've been exposed to with it, it's a game changer, and it's built to change the game at a level where people are struggling maybe the most in this position of homelessness. And I like how you call it a transition. You have so much hope for everybody, and to take and navigate homelessness with this book means that any one of us could find our own place, our own humanity, where we kind of feel like we're in that position, whether we may not be or so. And that thing seems to just bring some light. Could you give us just a quick spiel of what that handbook's about? Because I think we'll reflect on it throughout the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, just to back up a second, we're at a time in our time right now where we're really not sure certain what our story is. And we're not certain who we are in the story. What is our story? What are we aspiring to? Is it the American dream? Is it a Christian story? Is it a what mythos are we weaving? And also I want to bring a comment to what the homeless are. Just a very sensitive group of human beings. Some of them are because of circumstance that they're out on the streets. Some of them are dealing with a serious wound that they're healing and going through. And so what we're noticing is there's a tremendous amount of brilliance on the streets. There's a tremendous amount of talent that's on the streets. And there's a little bit of being lost. I feel as a culture, we're lost. And it's not, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You have to stray from the path to know that you're on the path. And that's part of the path, is actually straying from the path. So, you know, it's real important to get that there needs to be a mentor in the hero's journey. There always is a mentor. There always is a Morpheus. There always is a Yoda, thank God. There always is an Obi-Wan Kenobi. Everybody needs their Yoda in life, right? So the concept of the hero's game book is to honor that mentor, to be the living bridge. That allows people to cross over to the land of their wish fulfillment. Once their pyramid of Abraham Maslow's needs are met, even at the bottom levels, it's very difficult for someone to step into kind of a philosophical, psychosocial book, guidebook, health book, if they're still dealing with not even being able to eat or not having a home. So our program works really well if you are in the center or you're in between, and you've got your bedding taken care of, you've got your food taken care of, and you're ready for the next level, you're ready for that next new version of yourself. And so that's what the Hero Game Book addresses, is that immediate, that need of transformation from literally caterpillar to butterfly, and that is all in the perspective of how you're viewing your own life within the story of your own life.
Joseph, when you talk, you sound like when Samantha talks. You guys have such wonderful vocabulary to frame your conversation, and that is empowering on so many levels. Huh, Samantha?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Yeah, I mute myself when we're not talking. It's so good to hear you, Joseph, and something the readers, the listeners should know is Joseph and I have been walking this path together off and on for at least 10 years. So we've been coding culture in and out of each other's fields for a long time, and sort of a great work of helping to birth this new story. We very much are in the space between stories. It's what my friend Charles Eisenstein calls the space between stories, as Joseph also so elegantly said, you know, we definitely need a language to understand ourselves in these times, and the stories that have been are not reflecting the world we're moving towards. And so I love what you said, Joseph, about how sensitive the homeless are and how, you know, in some ways they're carriers of the emergent story. There's an incredible piece of research that's so relevant here that keeps showing up for me right now, and other teachers I'm around tell this piece. We've told the butterflies story a lot, which is a very useful story to understand biologically, to understand what's going on right now in the imagination and the psyche of the humans. But there's also a story of a really well-known piece of research where researchers went to a monkey population, and there were a certain percentage, like 8% of the population was depressed, was chronically depressed. And they did an experiment where they just pulled all the depressed monkeys out of the population and then went back a year later. And what one asks, like, what would happen? Like, the kind of intuitive response is, oh, well, probably all the monkeys got healthy because they weren't being influenced by these depressed monkeys. But what actually happened was the entire population collapsed and died. So, you know, that speaks to how important these homeless people are, these very sensitive people are, in being attuned to what in permaculture we call the edge consciousness of the ecosystem, the edge consciousness of the human tribe and the human family seeking to understand itself in this time, in this absolutely crucial way. And they are actually carriers of a lot of the wisdom we need to survive and thrive. So the work you're doing is so crucial and dignified and important, and actually possibly like the growing edge for our own story and our own evolution as a species.
And so today's show is going to be about taking what both of you have just described as a necessary component of social reform, and a very necessary component of us contributing to society, and a fabric of our society, a piece of our society that needs addressing. And we're going to take that and we're going to marry that into the for-profit world. And what we are all about on the show is 4D leverage, right? That's amplified leverage, but it's with a tuning and an awareness of what's coming down the pike. And in relationship to the holistic business environment and the idea of a sustainable business environment, one that creates a what we've seen commonly, this kinetic ability to grow a business by being sustainable, by putting people first and putting them before profits in order to fulfill purpose. This kind of a mindset is growing in the marketplace, and it's going to create a much more fertile ground for the nonprofit organizations who are out there who have traditionally struggled to gain attention. I believe the world is going to start focusing their attention on them, and an alignment from a for-profit standpoint with a nonprofit is going to be a very valuable resource in the marketplace, because the way marketing is going, the things that are happening in and around this story, this new narrative that we're putting together, this is going to be the greatest leverage that a company has. I still say, at least within 36 months, somewhere 36 months, 30, 48 months, somewhere in there, that there may not be a nonprofit out there that does not have a for-profit alliance who is purposely positioning themselves in the marketplace as having this robust vested interest in their in society, whether it be geographically local or global, whatever the case may be. And so Legends of Light is our program that creates all this leverage within this place of a for-profit, non-profit alignment, which empowers the nonprofit in many different ways, from branding to increased donations to a very solid partnership with a for-profit, where they are bringing in a new kind of prospect and a shedding, if you will, a new light on the for-profit's agenda and the for-profit's purpose in the world and the for-profit's positioning and, if you will, the for-profit's voice in this larger narrative, this larger story, this larger conversation. They bring them into the proper light so that people can be drawn into what they're selling and what they're doing. And thematically, this nonprofit speaks, if you will, the moral consciousness of and the social consciousness of that for-profit's purpose in the world. And it's just absolutely wonderful branding. It's great marketing. But bring that into 4D land, and we have a plan to amplify that. And so what I want to do is I want to, on Joseph's side, I want Joseph to give us a little bit of his challenges that he has, that he sees as a nonprofit in a traditional role, in a traditional model of where we are today. But before we do that, I want to hear Key just give an overview of the Legends of Light program from the heart. Like, what is it we're trying to do with this program, Key? Are we trying to, you know, go out there and hit people over the head with it, you know, or is there more of a value proposition here that we get out of it on a social level and in a contributing way as well?
Right. With this program, in short, the most shortest form, we are giving and we are establishing the same systems that Fortune 100 companies, businesses use for their marketing, for their automation, for their systems and process. We are setting that up for a nonprofit, for a charity, for them to leverage it and for them to grow from. So the same systems which brings about success to the big guys right now is in the hands of every single nonprofit we work with. So that is the that's a baseline. And using that, we use the leverage system and we go about leveraging the grants. We go about leveraging the different opportunities and community exchanges between the business, for-profit business, as well as the nonprofit events and their own communities. So we go about creating all this combinations through which the amplification takes place. So to talk about the different components involved, we set up this marketing automation funnel, sales automations, and the systems behind that. We would have the landing pages and what happens when a user comes and they try to look into the donate page. They understand the cause. They're interested to take part in it. But there is something that they're not okay with it right now to donate. Maybe they have their own monthly budget limitations, or they want to talk about it with someone. But when they go out of the page, a nonprofit really does not have any way, any resources to get them back. But with a proper funnel, they always have a way to capture them, and they can keep following them up, keep sharing with them the journey that they are going on. So we use a shareable journey approach, and we use the content marketing in that process where we talk about what is the problem that the nonprofit is solving and what approach they are taking towards solving it, and find the end result. What happens? What is a big smile on the people they impact on? So we share this as the nonprofit is doing it. We remove the black box approach or the shadows that is the darkness that's around a nonprofit. We give the donors, the end users, the clarity of what it is that's happening here. How are we doing it and what are we doing? We show them that your money that you provide us is being used in the right way. So we keep nurturing them over time and finally get them to donate with us, not just being a one-time donor, but someone who is consistently being part of the journey and feeling fulfilled themselves and also fulfilling the larger vision of the nonprofit. And we leverage a $120,000 grant to start with, and we scale it up to $1 million, where we bring in a very powerful resource in the hands of every nonprofit. Most of the nonprofits in U.S. right now, they are at $300,000 or less in their annual revenues. But the grant that we bring in and the way we help them leverage it, that's exponential. They can easily be 10 times or 20 times larger than what they would ideally be by themselves. And it just comes, I mean, this particular program is not one small pill that people can swallow and they get the magic money all around them. It's something that is much bigger, much powerful, larger than life. It's almost like a system. It's like an artificial intelligence that sits behind this nonprofit and helps it to grow, expand, become magically big, and make an impact in lives of more people than it what initially could do all by itself.
That's awesome. I love the artificial intelligence reference. Yes, that's exactly how it fits. Joseph, here's what I want. I want to hear from you what Harmonic Humanity is. Tell our listeners, you know, what it is, the awesomeness that you do. And then bring us around to, like, what are some of the big struggles with running a nonprofit that you face, maybe your top three. And let us take this program and address those and see how we would marry a solution to those problems, because you're going to be speaking to problems that are consistent across nonprofits, I'm sure. But anyhow, take us down the street of Harmonic Humanity for a moment. It's such a great story.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's a powerful hero's journey. My founder was homeless, A.J. Lovewin. He found himself on the street because of addiction, and it was quite a journey. It was a journey for him. It was a journey for me being his best friend and having all these tool sets of all this tools of transformation and all these things I knew. There's a great quote, "You cannot guard a gate of change. It must be unlocked from the inside." And so that journey for him was that journey where he literally was the guy pushing a shopping cart around in San Francisco and L.A. For 2 years, addicted to some horrible drugs, to what I call separation medicine. And he went on that journey. He went down that road. And in story, it's called Underworld Initiation. He was part of that Underworld Initiation in narrative. That's what that's called. And so I said, "Listen, man, when you are ready and you are ready to embrace more of a holistic lifestyle and get away from this this part of the story and start to embrace your full potential, I would love to work with you." And what happened, he got into a soup kitchen and he started to serve there. He started to serve food and just be real humble about his evolution and his new birth into himself. And he started to bring musicians to soup kitchens, to his soup kitchen. And they came, they played positive music. Everybody was transformed by the vibration of that positive music, of that positive messaging. And there he saw the whole room transform. And that was it. That was it. He called me and he said, "Listen, I have a vision, and the vision is how we through art are going to shift the narrative of the homeless situation. How we are going to create this open source architecture platform that allows this country to address the wound on the social body." And so I was just like, wow, blown away. It's like, what I'd like to do is to make music compilation CDs that the homeless can sell on the streets and to profit from. They buy it from us for a dollar or two, or any organization, any nonprofit, any church, anybody who has the heart that cares about this issue. They buy it from us for a cost, a dollar, and then they can sell it for two for those on the streets. And then the homeless make basically $8 because they sell it for $10. So it is a wonderful way that art comes to the rescue, that music comes to the rescue, and this is what Gene Houston calls what it means to be a social artist. Really taking your art and using it in a way that expands, that heals, that grows, that transforms. And art plays a significant role in bridging the inner self and the outer world. That was the function, what Joseph Campbell talked about, what the function of art was, to connect, to bridge, to be a living bridge of those two worlds. So our pillars of our organization are employment, education, and counseling, and they're all open source. Now, the employment part is the CD music project, and we've completed two music CDs so far. We've distributed close to 20,000 CDs all over the United States, mainly the West Coast, Seattle, San Francisco, and L.A. I've just finished my Heroes Game Book, which is open source for those, for shelters to use. And our counseling program, we go out and we take organizations out to the streets of San Francisco. We bring counselors and life coaches and psychotherapists along with us. And we go out there and we distribute food, and we provide on-the-street counseling for those who are in and facing adversity.
And when you say open source, could you define the open source concept real quickly?
Sure. Well, open source, of course, is nothing new. open source is exactly what nature is. Nature is open source, right? The internet, open source. Google, open source, you know, Wikipedia, Burning Man, you know, open source. So the idea is that when you're create open source, you allow people to play. People can come on board and participate. And so it's not a top down, it's a bottom up, right? And so the idea is that a lot of people can play. That's why you know, you've got these things like Indiegogo and GoFundMe. And these are open source crowdsourcing platforms that allow not just one person to give you $1 million, but 50,000 people to give you $5 or $10.
So basically,
right? So,
your entire program is something that I, as an organization, can invest in and bring on board and deploy it in my community simply by getting that package from you. Is that what you mean by open source, and now I am able to do the same work in my community?
That's right. It allows you to take our architecture, our widget, our thing, and magnify it through your community, because individuals are what make it up, right? So
Hold on just a second. I'm going to have you take that argument, and we're going to play a little thing here. We're going to move towards Samantha with this in mind. You, as the nonprofit, we just staged you. Our listeners can understand, you know, basically what your nonprofit does, who it's for, et cetera. And now we're going to turn to Samantha. We're going to put her in this role of CBO. Samantha is a CBO coach. It's someone who takes a CEO, an executive officer, and makes him a vision officer, a chief vision officer. But we're going to pretend like she is the chief vision officer of a for-profit company. And we'll allow Samantha to kind of help us understand that role as she plays in this little role play we're going to do. But we're going to come to her, and we're going to align ourselves with her. And we're going to speak to that chief visionary officer with the language and with what you're talking about right now, because we want her to recognize where the power of the alignment is in a for-profit with Harmonic Humanity. And then what Karnika is going to do is walk in, and he's going to further amplify the power that they would already have with Harmonic Humanity by using our Legends of Light program. Make sense? Everybody catch what we're going to do? So,
yeah.
Samantha, you're our for-profit. You're the chief visionary officer of that for-profit. Take a moment to introduce yourself. We know this here. So Samantha, of our for-profit, this is Joseph Jackson of Harmonic Humanity, and he is going to give you some idea of how he can his partnership with you is going to benefit. But we first want to understand from your perspective why you would even be considering a nonprofit alignment. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. I like this.
This is off the cuff.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm going to just for the sake of this exercise, I'm going to be the CBO of a business that provides next-level health and nutritional products to the marketplace. And,
awesome.
You know, I love what you're speaking to, just Jack, about empowering people and giving them an opportunity to self-actualize. And, you know, my company's mission in a lot of ways is very aligned with that. We're supporting people to step on board their most radiant, optimal health experience of their lives, and really wanting to see people function and beyond the pharmaceutical paradigm and beyond the classical definitions of health. According to the FDA, we're taking it to the next level. And what's interesting to me is we are, you know, our executive committee, our executive team, actually really we have some folks who really care about the homeless. We'd like to see our area, you know, the place where our company is, our city, be a city that is a stand for the health and well-being of all people in our city. And so I'd love to hear, you know, how Harmonic Humanity could help us create, you know, help us to define our social platform in terms of our larger mission. I'd love to hear your perspective on that. I'm curious particularly about, like, the interface between the work you do with the homeless and the interface with the work you do with the musicians.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Well, the work that we do with the musicians are really to bring their conscious music to our platform, which is it gets a tremendous amount of attention. Right now we're working with 3 Grammy Award-winning artists and 1 international rock star are in support of our organization. So it really, you know, to have that kind of visibility and have that kind of support for someone who would like to get their song, their message out to the world is a wonderful win-win. And so, that is the artist, the idea is obviously to bring art to the rescue and to bring education as well. So it's very much of a open up the heart through music and through the messaging and then highlight those social artists that are doing that. And then have those individuals that are those in transition on the streets to be a part of something that's larger than themselves. And that is the definition of Harmonic Humanity, is really, hey, wow, I'm a part of this organization that is amplifying the potential and the messaging that's happening from this grassroots social artist that are making a difference in the world.
Nice.
So let's consider some common ground between the two of you. Along the lines of, you know, the idea behind Cause Marketing here is this joint relationship is going to create a space that people can interact with you in. And that's how they get to know you. You know, it's an opportunity for them to empathize with your story empathize their story with your story. I don't know if you want to call it a vibration or it's a frequency that the two of you are hoping collectively you'll bring in attract a certain demographic of prospects into whatever it is that you're trying to do so that you can generate your profit and then give back in a sustainable way through your own passions. And that's what this whole cycle's about. So I see that, I mean, let's do the most obvious one. On one side of the fence here, we have homelessness. On the other side, we have food. I mean, there's a kind of obvious connection here. Samantha, give us a definition really at the food level. Where does this food come from? What kind of food is it? And think about this idea of the homeless. Where would they fit in this paradigm? Is it as far apart as it seems? Or how would you connect those two together in your own vision?
Yeah, I mean, the connection I see that seems pretty obvious to me is that optimal nutrition creates optimal well-being. And our mission is to provide people with food that creates a positive lifestyle experience and, you know, keeps people out of the pharmaceutical paradigm that is wellness, that's the foundation of wellness and is preventative wellness care. And we also see that is indicative of all kinds of it's healing for all kinds of issues that actually show up in the homeless population. It's healing for ADD and ADHD and you know, all kinds of chronic inflammatory situations and learning disorders and all kinds of things. So, you know, our team is also really interested in the homeless and how you know, our mission around food and sustainable agriculture, there's all kinds of connections. There's a connection as well around employment. I'm not sure what we're ready to take on there. I mean, the obvious connection is a connection about people being healthy and well-fed and therefore being capable of living beautiful lives.
Beautiful. I like that. That's a fine connection. And in our scenario here, we're blessed. We have money is not an issue, so resources are unlimited. We can do whatever we want. Joseph, here I have a for-profit company that has the resources that will take and be amplified through our process, which we're going to throw out here in a minute. And they're coming to you from this perspective of wholesome foods and natural foods that go all the way back to the very basis of humanity, of us being healthy and strong and fortified, et cetera. You have your entire program that could go into their for-profit company and establish a training network, right? You have the book. You have the entire program. You could literally train through their HR department and training department. You could literally train their employees over here to interact with the homeless on the street and find a way to make their provision of food and what they do as a business substantiate what goes on the street as a layer of how they integrate, right? And I mean, there's additional benefit of Harmonic Humanity besides being related to the cause and to the celebrities that support the cause, but also there's this integration at a level where what you have to offer is holistic in its nature. As the people in Samantha's company get trained around this, it starts to serve the internal organization as well. And your handbook acts as a guide for all that. Is that not a fair assessment of how your organization is really able to embrace a for-profit even more generously than strictly the relationship? Is there any other ways that I may be missing?
Well, no, what I see, guys, is the possibility to work in partnership with Harmonic Humanity to get our people on the streets in a service program that interfaces with like how the CDs are shared and how the homeless is worked with are, embraced, and to have a service program where we get to offer with the CDs, we get to share our superfoods and our the products that we're making so that the homeless can access that as well. And meanwhile, our employees get to access that level of service to what they're doing. Like, our mission is Whole Foods, Whole People. And our products are, we have superfoods that are packaged, so they're really quite movable and shareable. We could do, the one-serving packets for homeless people and really get them the optimal nutrition they need while we also get our employees into a next level service experience and make good on our mission for healing people and the planet. It would really be a beautiful dovetail for what we're trying to do. I'm curious. And then what makes me curious too is how we might partner on the music, because it would be great for us to be able to bring those messages forward in unity with Harmonic Humanity.
I think there's a lot of things that are happening, and one of the things I want to do is back up, because there's a bunch of narratives that are happening simultaneously. I just want to bring relevance to some of the things that were said earlier, and I want to bring it back to Samantha, what you're speaking into, because it's really important, the overlap and the collaboration you're going with, you're heading to. And one of the things that I kept coming back to is the words to make whole. To heal means to make whole by rejoining those parts that have been denied, separated, or ripped apart. Right? So we're wanting to make this whole, that those parts that have been denied, separated, or ripped apart. So, and we want to bring back a more of a holistic picture, right? A little bit, get away from the polarity consciousness and bring it all together. So we're all part of this social body that's moving forward into a greater version, a holistic version of itself. So we're all yes-anding each other in this win-win scenario that we're creating in this wonderful collaboration. So the Heroes Game Book, just to answer your question, James, is the idea is to step into culture building for those for-profits. So the organization can know its hero's journey, and the organization and its individuals that are part of that organization for profit can know itself. And that's a key piece. It's important that people know themselves and know their wound and know their genius within the emerging narrative, so we can thrive in this amazing time that we're in. But it's about coming back. It's about healing that wound. It's about becoming whole. And it's about doing it together. And you had asked before, what's the inadequacy here? What is the problem that we're wanting to solve? Well, visibility. You know, that's where we're at. We want to give a voice to the voiceless. So our for-profits need that car market like we're speaking into. So they need Samantha's, you know, wonderful organization. They're needing the cause marketing of Harmonic Humanity to go in and to help with their inner culture and to help them be a part of the solution for healing that social inadequacy that's happening all over, and to be the balance for this narrative as we move forward. Does that make sense?
Okay, so let's take that idea of giving a voice to the voiceless and you needing visibility in order for that amplification to happen. Harnika, how do we approach something like this? And let's solve this problem. Let's make this for-profit come away going, oh my, we have a new position in the market and we've got traffic and this nonprofit to be excited about the next steps that are going to take place to bolster what he's doing.
Right. So here, we need to create the system where both are getting their benefits equally and both are happy about being part of this. So with the for-profit, the Whole Foods, they have a product and they also have the need for their employees to feel being in the service region where they can serve and be with the homeless and do their part of the community work. So we bring those two elements here. We also make this as a cost marketing campaign where the end users can clearly see that this business is helping the homeless people, is serving the community. They are leading with a cause. They have a vision and they're going by it. They are not just one among the traditional businesses who just wants to just make money. So that gives them the emotional appeal, and it gives them the reason for people to buy from. For reason to, you know, if everything is same between two companies, two competitors, then this makes it more appealing for them to stick with this particular business for the association that they have. And going on to the nonprofit Harmonic Humanity, where they need the voice to be amplified, where they need to be heard, where they have all these different resources at their end, but they need that to be seen by the people. And now with this association, they have this beautiful they have this beautiful synergistic relationship between them. Now let's imagine a landing page where we can talk about the reason, the vision of Harmonic Humanity and the need for them to raise funds. At the same time, we use the products of the Whole Foods as a way they can raise their funds from as well. So not everyone, not every user is going to be interested in the cause of Harmonic Humanity. There might be people who have different interests. So now we are trying to expand the market. We are trying to expand the people that we can reach. And now people who are interested in helping the homeless, they would be going on and they'll be donating because they like what Harmonic Humanity do. But there are people who just like to have healthy foods. They like to have the Whole Foods. And now they would be going and buying the products of the Whole Food business. And when they purchase it, Harmonic Humanity would be having a percentage or a part of that sale for being in the system for promoting it. And that forms as a recurring donation to them. So now the business is funding this campaign. The for-profit is funding this campaign, and they are, they are getting their ROI back from the cost marketing, employee engagement, from the branding, and from the sales that's happening in the website of the Harmonic Humanity, in the funnel of Harmonic Humanity. So now this becomes a new sales channel for them. At the same time, the Harmony Humanity not only ends up with donors from outside, since we are using the grant, since we are using the $100 and startup grant, we are going to have more donors, new eyeballs looking at what we do, more new people, their interests, their ideas, their contributions coming in. But along with that, even people who are buying the products is setting up a new and all products, setting up new chains of revenue for the Harmony Humanity. It makes the nonprofit more stable. It makes the nonprofit have more avenues to build from and more reasons to serve and more collaborators or more contributors, more people who are interested to take part in helping the homeless. Now the nonprofit is growing its arms. It's had more of everything, more resources in all ways. That said, now with all these people coming in, if a nonprofit is not prepared to handle it, it's going to be a chaos. And for that, they have this entire funnels and marketing automation. People coming in, they go through one step and the second step and third step. They have a predefined path without anybody spending their time. The nonprofit can focus on one thing. The Harmony Humanity can focus just on serving the homeless people. That's their only focus. That's why they started, and that's what they need to do. They cannot spend their time on all other things like marketing or answering people and trying to get people to donate. They cannot afford to spend their time on it. And with this process of Legends of Light, is taken care of. So people go through the funnel one step at a time, and they have email talking to them. They get this personalized emails one after another at the right time, and it gets people to be more active throughout the process. And that's just one portion. With the content marketing, now just imagine this partnership between both. It's going to be in assets, in articles, videos, infographic, in image code, in social media, in audio podcasts. It's going to be in dozens and dozens of content types, in hundreds of contents. And that hundreds of content is going to go to 65 different top platforms. With that happening, the business is gaining huge exposure, and the nonprofit is also gaining their exposure. So they are both having an equal win-win. And now with the call to actions, people are going to be coming back, and they're going to see all this happening. They're going to see all this progress happening. And now this is setting up a new chain. So ideally, in the view of Legends of Light, there is no sustainability in anything as long as it is a single chain. As long as it's only one thing feeding a beast, it's not going to work. We need multiple chains. Things might change anytime in the future. We need to be sustainable. And now content marketing with all the 65 platforms, that's one chain of traffic. That's one chain of revenues. The ad grant and the traffic coming from that, which is an instant paid traffic, that is going to be another chain. The for-profit is going to be another chain. And the similar chains are also built for the for-profit. Now, this $120,000 grant is not the only thing. The grant is going to be up to $1 million a year. So when we are talking about $1 million a year, we are looking at $3, $4, $5 million or much more. It could be even $10 million in profitability in terms of funds raised. So that fund being raised is very powerful for the business, because the business is the business is funding the seed cost of the Legends of Light, which is very, very negligible. It's less than what they receive from the first month in terms of ad grants. And now the business gets an exposure up to $1 million. The business is not investing even 5%, 3%, or 1% of that entire fund, but they're getting a $1 million in exposure, which they cannot afford by themselves. So the magic with the right businesses and profit working together. Individually, they cannot much, but together, which is irresistible, which is powerful, which converts both into a successful, profitable, sustainable system, which at this point in time, only Fortune 100 companies can afford to have for themselves. So that is the way I envision. I mean, this the scope of this is much beyond. The power of this is way too huge to put it in two words, I would say.
Well, you did a great job, man. That was awesome. I mean, just the idea of providing that
I mean, you guys are absolutely allowing the nonprofit to come to the table and saying, hey, guys, we are, you know, we're part of this social body. You know, as you guys are the ribs and the liver and the kidneys, you know, we're the heart, we're the immune system, and we're here to play. We're here to be whole together. And so I appreciate you guys, your technology, your collaboration allows individuals, social artists and social healers and social entrepreneurs like Samantha and myself and so many others that have been doing this for so long, and it allows a balance, it allows a visibility, and we're so grateful to have you guys putting your artistry, your genius into this technology that is allowing us to play at a bigger level and allowing us to have a greater voice. So I acknowledge you guys for this work.
So this process, when we are doing this, this process not just gets that part done, but just imagine when you're posting in the social media, when you do all this, you have loads of people who are going to be part of this sequence. They're going to be interested in what we do. And, you know, you're at that point in a place, you're in the limelight. You are having the center stage of attention in that particular industry. If there are 20, 30 different nonprofits, you still stand there very unique. You could have any competition, but they cannot have the same leverage that you have. And the way you do it, it just sets you apart. You magically grow into a big, big, powerful tree, which can live for years to come because you're sustainable. That is the key here.
Mm-hmm.
And could $500,000 to $1 million in ad revenue properly focused and applied through a content strategy, could that not give a voice to the voiceless? And Samantha, can you see from a for-profit position, maybe even speak to it, how if this was going on in the midst of your own marketing campaigns, and understand that you can extend this as well. Once it's out there, you can extend it into all your print media, you can extend it wherever you want to. But do you see how this could create a space for a company to significantly get more leverage out of a marketing campaign through a nonprofit using Legends of Light, which leverages an extra almost $1 million a year in additional media campaigns for somewhere under $100,000 a year of an investment. But does that environment sound appealing to work within?
Oh, it's hugely appealing. I mean, it's interesting, too, because from a social business standpoint, it's a different way of articulating the social impacts and the relational matrix of social impact. Like, I'd love to hear you guys speak about this a little bit, because the classic social business framework is, you know, we donate 1% of profits to rainforests, or we donate 5% of profit of revenue, of 5% of profit to the homeless. This is a different way of weaving a social business story, which I think is the growing edge for conscious businesses. And I think this platform has a potential to help to redefine the social business space as a whole, which is a very big deal. I'd love to hear Karnika and or James's insight about how that gets articulated from your perspective. Like, from my perspective as the theoretical business owner, and I'm also sitting kind of in the CBO seat with an actual business that I'd like to support this to happen with. Is it about articulating the aspirational values of, I mean, there's different directions. Like, it could be a direction for articulating the aspirational values of the business from the perspective of our clients in a way that builds empathy within the community. It could be a way of articulating the aspirational values of our company in terms of a social mission. I'd love to hear how you guys are thinking that through.
Right.
Well, and along
this,
go ahead.
This particular part here is not something that stands alone. It converges.
Right.
So you are doing,
yep,
your social part as part of your marketing system. The way you appeal to your clients and satisfy employees are happy, you are making money and you hundreds and thousands of people through a nonprofit. And more importantly, you are not donating money which gets spent in an in an event or in some printing something. You in fact are spending money in a system which multiplies it. So now the if you given X amount of dollars to a nonprofit and they have to spend it on something, and when that is over, again they need support from some other business at that point. So if that keeps happening, at one point it becomes very hard for them to persist, and it becomes a relationship based thing. But now with this process being in place, they are becoming 100% independent. Now you fund them once and you fund them on a very minimal level, and now they not only start giving you returns, but at that same time they are sustainable. They have built a mission, they built a system which keeps funding them. Now they have a new event coming up, that's fine, their campaign feeds it. They have a new segment that they need to attend to, that's absolutely fine, their campaign feeds it. So they don't have to depend on the business to keep funding large amounts, but the initial seed cost and the seed recurring investment that the business is doing, that takes care of it. And at one point, the campaign would start supporting the business in much higher ROI than what they initially invested in. So it's an all-rounded solution. It's not something that stands alone. The success of the level of flight purely depends on the way we converge things. It's the way we put things together in a way it functions perfectly and creates magic. So different, I mean, in a, took the to taste your life, to put food as a center of your life, you need many ingredients which stirs your emotions, and that's exactly what this program does.
You could think of us
nice.
As a giant
Thank
ship. You could think of us as a giant ship with all the power and all the just the entire mechanisms, and we hand you a very simple rudder. And that rudder is,
yeah,
what is
no,
your
Yeah, no, I get it. I think I think the other thing I'm looking for is how this weaves into the SOCAP and the social business and the B Corp model in a way that has metrics that fit into that system, because that's a very large community. And so that's something worth tracking, because that's a piece of the seal of reliability and the seal of impact and trust within an increasingly large community of funders and ecosystem of businesses. So that's something I think we want to, like, I love that it's a win-win-win.
So
and
are
it's
you
very
asking,
efficient.
Are you asking if we can track metrics and we can evaluate those metrics and then adjust accordingly in order to better define the narrative that we're trying to broadcast?
Yeah, so from the for-profit standpoint, we want to map the impact. We want to map the metrics of how this program specifically has social impact. So that, like, did we through our business, feed 20,000 people? What did we do with this? And perhaps it's as simple as articulating a partnership with Harmonic Humanity. But what's also really interesting is what can we track that we can bring back to our social story as a for-profit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so what we end up with here is metrics on both ends, metrics on our actual visibility that we create, an entire metrics that the client, the for-profit and the non-profit can see. But yes, over on Joseph's side, that is where the bulk of that kind of response comes from. Right, Joseph?
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, to just...
You already have
it. There's definitely a... I love that you bring that out, Samantha. I have to say, I really love the. I just really appreciate the genius that's on the call, because I really appreciate your languaging. Both James and Key and Samantha, you guys are. You just have been doing this so long, and you're really at the front edge of consciousness and innovation. I just want to acknowledge you all for the brilliance that you're bringing, and this solution based strategy. Here that we're in is an amazing place, because we're in that conversation of how we can bring
this visibility and this accountability and the impact. Like, what is the measurable impact it's having, that we're having and you are having, you know, the nonprofit, the for-profit, what's the relationship, what is the meme that is created from the relationship in itself and the roles, so we can amplify that out, and so Kardika can amplify that out to the public and say, hey, wow, look at this relationship. This is how we're going to do it, and this is how everybody is in this wonderful relationship, win-win, you know, people, planet, profit, right? So that is what you're providing is as a platform for visibility, providing a platform for profit to come in, that can fuel the nonprofit, to keep us doing, keep us focused on what we're supposed to do, as opposed to all the other things that are not that we're running around doing, trying to make happen that are not in our skill set. Right.
Well, and the distinction here that's key is, from a for-profit business's standpoint, it's a way to create deep social impacts without actually it being a story about this is what we're doing with our profit.
Right.
It's this is what we're doing with our story. This is what we're doing with our shared narrative with these nonprofits. It's a social impact model that isn't dependent on profit sharing. That's a big deal.
That I right there love. That is how we're going to have to end our show this morning, with your wonderful comment there. That we could go on all day, honestly. This is a huge conversation. It significantly impacts the nature of how we are all going to contribute in the future. We appreciate both of you playing along, allowing us to highlight the leverage and the power of this particular program, while at the same time shining a light on what is truly an issue we all need to embrace, and that is the homeless population and the basic fundamental way we look at each other, treat each other, feed each other, and sustainably contribute to this ecosystem that we are all a part of. So thank you so much for your time today. HarmonicHumanity.org is where you can find Joseph. Joseph, it was awesome to see and hear you today. Key, do you have anything to throw in? I'm going to let Joseph take us out with one of his renditions of something wise, some element of executive producer of the universe.
I'm fine.
Okay, we're good. Joseph, talk us out.
I'll leave you with a quote from Jim Morrison.
Good.
He said, the movie will begin in 5 moments. The mindless voice announced, all those unseated will await the next show. We filed slowly, languidly into the hall. The auditorium was vast and silent. As we were seated and darkened, the voice continued. The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth and life and death. You might recall all the rest. Did you have a good world when you died, enough to base a movie on?
Very awesome to live your legend, to leave a legacy. You got to live your legend today. Thank you all for joining us, and check out Harmonic Humanity, and we'll see you back here next week on the 4D Leverage Blog Talk Radio program every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, and have an awesome day.